podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sleep Suplex Retweet.
Hello and welcome to this, the latest edition of Saturday Draft Live here on Eat, Sleep, Suplex, Retreat. I'm your host this week, Stephen Wilson, and we are just 1 week into Season 20 and already some of our team are declaring victory. We'll talk about that later on, but to help me go through the scoring in this opening week of Season 20 of the draft, we have a full team here from Saturday Draft Live. I'm joined by the three of my co-hosts, David Hockney, Jack Graham and Ryan Dalglish, all here this morning. Guys, how are we?
Absolutely smashing.
Superb.
Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, very good, thanks. Very good. We'll go through all the usual stuff here as we talk. And we're also going to do a bit on the Listeners League, as obviously we couldn't talk there as much last week as they hadn't got their teams in, as the Listeners League frustrate me constantly every season by putting their picks in on the last minute. But hey-ho, enough about that just now. Top three of the week, the usual top three, as we do always on this show. I'm going to get it out of the way first of all. Joint second is Randy Orton, the last pick of Gary and Ross McLeod's team. But also joint third is the Kabuki Warriors of David Hockney and Matt Smith's team. We're going to let Dave just pretend to gloat here about the Kabuki Warriors. Dave, successful title defence for them on Monday night, which helped.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, Kabuki Warriors are a stupid red one pick. He's going to get pretty bottom. Shut up, bitch. Like, look at that. Top three of the week already. Patel defense, left, right, and center, appearing both Raw and SmackDown. Get it right up. You just said Kabuki Warriors was a bad first round pick. So take that along with top five newcomers with R-Truth, who's also on our team, by the way. Top five newcomers for this week, both on 6 points, both going in with an iron fist at the minute and just running rampant. So yeah, take that.
It's week one.
I think David had been holding that on for a while there.
I have been holding it for a while and I feel so much better after it.
I mean, I'll get my two cents in there. Dave, no one's saying Kabuki Warriors are a bad pick. I just wouldn't have picked them. We just would not pick them round one when there was so much left on the table.
I think you've got to ask Dave is I got 16 points this week, right? Also, I want to talk about it a bit. And Kabuki Warriors got 6. Are you still happy you took Kabuki Warriors?
Absolutely.
You probably would have gotten round two.
I wasn't prepared to take that gamble, unfortunately. You know, that's, you know, me being safe pair of hands and stuff, you know. But at the same time, it's also a calculated risk, which I think a lot of people on this pod have been encouraging me to do. But I also have the very capable hands of Matt Smith, who's been giving me very reassuring guidance along the way with our picks.
Dave is clearly the Tony Khan of SDL. He monitors all the interactions that goes on. And then
I don't know what you're talking about.
Ways to get them out in the open. Ryan, the other one I mentioned there, Randy Orton, successfully beating Sami Zayn last night on SmackDown. A few appearances throughout the show, benefiting from this new production segment where we see people arriving at the arena a lot more now. As round six picks go, it's an absolute steal, I think, to get Randy Orton that late in the draft.
Absolutely. Even last season, he's returned to the draft. Was drafted by our co-host here, David Hockney, who ranked 8th in the season with 47 points. Before then, hadn't been drafted since season 9. But it's very good to see Randy back, and he could be a dark horse going into the chamber and maybe face Seth at Mania. Maybe not my pick for me, but definitely in the shout there. And there's lots of points, and you might see him in the top 10 going into the end of the season as well. So, promising things, good start.
Yeah, absolutely. A big benefit to that team of Ross and Gary. But Jack, our top scorer of the week this week on 8 points, he was pretty much everywhere in this past week. Drew McIntyre with 8 points for Scott and Grant, pretty much the only person who did anything for Scott and Grant this particular week. But
juggernaut.
We do love a juggernaut here on this particular show. But I think going into this particular season, I think an absolute steal to get him the last of round one as well. We're talking about steals again.
Yeah, I think the huge benefit for Scott and Grant last night was that they started doing the Elimination Chamber qualifying matches on SmackDown. Last night seemed as if they kind of brought the brand split back with the two managers, and last night it just seemed it was like kind of all reins are like kind of off the table. Anyone can go anywhere. We saw the kind of qualifying matches, so Drew getting that win last night over AJ Styles, who can stay on him as well. A great pick, and I think Drew is definitely going to be a beneficiary of the We Want Cody campaign. So like this, it can only spell good things for Scott and Grant going forward.
Yeah, it was an interesting one. I think we've talked about it in the pod chat during the week. A lot of the favourites, I think, for a lot of people's mind to be facing Seth was either Drew or Sami Zayn. And with Sami Zayn losing his qualifying match last night, that kind of puts the ball in Drew's court, and let's be pretty honest with you, Drew has been excellent on TV, so I think to get him there was an interesting shout. Dave, you and Matt could have had him. You could have let him fall off the table. You could have let him fall off. You could have probably the Kabuki Warriors might have still been there, but
yeah, I know. But again, hindsight's a wonderful thing. You know, I never would have anticipated that his character work would be received so well by the audience. So, yeah, definitely a really good pick for two men and a dice there. So it was, I appreciate, you know, again, you know, calculated risk, you know, would the frustrations of Drew continue? We didn't know about Punk's injury, obviously, until after the fact. So, yeah, definitely victim of circumstance, and hindsight is a wonderful thing here.
Stay tuned to SDL in March, where David will be throwing Matt under the bus onto the main table now. At bottom of the table with 6 points currently, we have the draft bastards, Tom Brock and Robert Shaw, on 6 points. And then joint fifth on 11 points, we have myself and Stacey Smith, the Strathclyde Bard and Bellas, alongside Ryan and Gary Kernahan with V squared. That's definitely two teams, I think Ryan will agree with me, but we'll be making surgeries in the coming weeks. Still early doors.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yep. Another team who will definitely be saying this just early doors, we have the Billy Goats with Goat and Jack Graham on that one. Definitely we'll be seeing Sami Zayn as a slow burner. I think that's going to be a term we'll be seeing throughout.
I think there's also, we just saw a huge applause by his own team there with Dave and the Kabuki Warriors for the round one pick getting 6 points. But let's quickly just look at the round six pick. They got 5 points. Sting and Darby Allin, they got absolutely slated. I don't know what's more impressive. I mean, I'll let everyone else tell you that, but you know, I'll just stick that out there before everyone just starts pumping themselves up.
I mean, I think there shouldn't have been a slated pick. I think you should be questioning why would nobody have took that punt beforehand, given that we knew they were having that tag title match and we knew it was obvious they were going to win it.
But some folk just don't think like that, Stephen. You know, and I'm not going to mention names, Ryan and Dave, but some folk just don't think that.
Yeah, definitely. They may have only had one pick doing some scores, but they are in third place. Scott and Grant with just two guys and some dice on 17 points. Second place, 20.5 points. We do have David Hockney and Matt Smith with the West End booty.
Who's the same team of people? Who's looking for his bottom?
Well,
week one.
As I mentioned, it was week one. And yourself and Matt were near enough to clear a victory on Tuesday night. But hey-ho, we digress. Top of the table, though, 27 points, a nice 6.5 point lead early on. We have the linchpins of Ross McLeod and Gary Morris. We mentioned Randy Orton doing well on SmackDown last night. They also had the Young Bucks winning on Rampage. And of course, Becky Lynch qualifying for the Elimination Chamber. And given what happened at the WrestleMania press conference, she looks to be the favourite now for that particular match. So that'll be an interesting one to watch in that one, how she does in the chamber. Remember, with the Elimination Chamber, you do get points for the eliminations in the chamber, even if you don't win, which could favour some who are in that match, not pointing elbows, but Bianca Belair could be a shout for that one, not to blow smoke up the goat's arse, as I really cannot be asked with a notification at 11 o'clock saying, you said this, blah, 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 blah. Hey ho, I digress. Given what he mentioned to me before the show, I think Dave has volunteered to take on the Listeners League portion of the table. So I will throw it to Dave.
Lucky me. Yeah, so our top five of the week for the first week of the Listeners League, we have a joint fourth. We have Bertie Wanless and Mike Nunn. So Bertie Lamont has £60 million down the drain and Mike Nunn of the Sports Entertainers, two returning teams from last season. A pretty solid start for them in this first week. Third place, Andy Springer. Please don't swear when you drive. It's very dangerous on 22 points. Just half a point ahead of him in second place, we have Jonathan Napier, former winner with the Kaduki Warriors, 22.5 points. But someone who's not necessarily been in the top five for some time, but he's already come out swinging. It's Colin Blackburn with Collins Elite Squad in 28, driven by the juggernaut that is his team captain, Drew McIntyre, along with his additional picks of Randy Orton, Liv Morgan, Sami Zayn, Nia Jax, and the yet-to-score The Acclaimed. So pretty solid all round. But as we do with the Listeners League, we have to point out some belters of team names. And once again, this season has not let us down. We have Alan Laurie sitting at the bottom of the table with Ding Dong, yeah! That caught my attention. And we have Michael Clotty. Black Adam was a disaster. What else do we have? Oh yeah, John Sly with Rocky XL. Anthony Fitzpatrick, Dwayne stole my match. And my personal favourite for this season, Ross Brady with It's Always Rocky in Philadelphia.
I mentioned they do enjoy the team name portion of it. One Listeners League member did say to me, picking the team is easy. It's picking the name, it takes most time. Which is interesting. Do you guys think it's quite baffling that Colin is the only person in the Listeners League who picked Drew McIntyre this season?
That's mental.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's, I mentioned in the start of the show we didn't talk as much about the Listeners League last week because they only picked their team on the deadline day, which happened to be 2 days after the show on Saturday. But we always like to look at the most selected players on the team as it kind of gives an indication of who's really got their finger on the pulse. And us on the main draft do like to have a bit of a chuckle sometimes at why have they picked, so many picked that particular pick. I'm going to blow some more smoke up at Jack and Goat's arse here by saying that 9 people picked Sting and Darby Allin. The most picked tag team, the most picked round 6 pick, Sting and Darby Allin.
I mean, is that 9 other folk that are stupid? I wouldn't say that, but you know, We'll let that lie to that comes the end of the season. But I think a great selection by 9 folk there. Can't argue with that. I think after last night, I think the top most picked LA Knight with 14 is quite interesting because a lot of folk months ago would have said that he's prime contender to win that US title at WrestleMania. I don't think that's happening. I think we're going to be getting Knight and Styles at WrestleMania, and I think this Kevin Owens feud is going to drag on to WrestleMania. I think it's quite interesting. I think this could be a bit of a,
a swerve, shall we say?
I think it's like a bit of a hump in the road, isn't it? No one would have thought it. I can understand why, but like, should LA Knight be the most picked? I mean, considering round 4. You look at the other folk that kind of came round before, like Finn Balor, Julia Hart, Naomi, Dominic, Mysterio, Perrazzo, The Acclaimed. Would you have picked Balor over LA Knight, who's going to have title defences? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a 28 Listeners League competitors this season, so that's half of them picking LA Knight. I mentioned today before we came on the air, I think the pot is not brilliant for a lot of things. There's not a lot of standout really people you would go for. I mean, you look at Balor potentially, but the other ones, Julia Hart, you could sway either way on it, but you've got Naomi, you've got Dominic Mysterio, Deonna Purrazzo, and you've got The Acclaimed. So there's not the biggest appeal on that particular one, but you look at the other most picked ones to kind of contradict that Finn Balor one. Damien Priest picked 11 times, Ryan. So that kind of thinks, that kind of throws like, oh, if so many people are picking Priest, why are so many people not picking Balor? Surely they kind of come hand in hand. It's got to be that Money in the Bank aspect that they kind of went with that one.
Yeah, I think that's the swaying thing. I think it's been rumored for a long time that he's cashing in, but he doesn't seem to be doing it. So I don't really know where my thoughts lie with Damien Priest, to be honest. Let me down a bit last season. I think, as you said, with the weaker pot round four, you would think Finn's a bit more an attractable choice. But no, Senor de Money in the Bank, still a highly picked superstar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always like to tell the guys who would technically be the most picked Listeners League team when you kind of look at the pots, and pretty much it worked out quite nicely because the top six were all the ones that would work out each way. You had LA Knight, Damien Priest, you of course have Rhea Ripley, who only picked 10 times this season. Usually she's picked a good amount in the last couple of years. We of course have Swerve Strickland, a lot of people fear that he could be the next AEW champion. Timeless Tony Storm and Sting and Darby Allin were the ones in there, so that's a pretty strong-looking team. Some of the ones pretty much you weren't picked as many times. Oh, only five for Bayley is a quite a baffling one, I think, personally.
Bayley's been feeling like an afterthought in this season, not just like with the press conference this past week, you know, because obviously like Bianca and Rhea were on the promotional poster, and yet it had to take an off-the-script promo from CM Punk to say, let's not overlook Bayley, etc. She's also a Royal Rumble winner, and she's got a title match at Mania. So, and I think this is reflected in the Listeners League selection as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Another Becky Lynch just the one pick as well in there. So that's another interesting one on that one. Interesting that more people picked my left field choice of Kashishika Okada than they did Drew McIntyre.
That is bonkers. I'm not going to name names here, Ross McCluckie and Scotty.
The same joke twice, well. Part of thief,
yep. That's just the running theme here.
It wasn't Stephen Wilson either, that's good.
Gimmick infringement here.
Listen, I regret my gimmick infringement from last season, as it did absolutely hee-haw for me in this particular one. But only three people didn't get picked in the draft this season. A bit of NXT hate from the Listeners League folk. Lyra Valkyria, Carmelo Hayes, and Roxanne Perez all left off the choice. I'm surprised about Carmelo. I'm not going to lie. I thought Carmelo would have been more of an attractive property. I'm trying to remember what round Carmelo was in, to be fair.
Round three in by me and Matt. But
same pot as Trick. That's the problem.
That's why.
Trick wasn't exactly massively picked. Only five picked Trick. Valkyria wasn't picked at all. So
I think the time is Jade Cargill picked.
Jack, are you saying something else? Sorry?
I was going to say that the flip side of that is, from what happened in Tuesday, no one would have thought that that Carmelo Hayes at the end of NXT and Tuesday night would be lifting up that NXT title, but it seems like he's going to win it to then drop it to Trick before he goes to the main roster. No one would have assumed that. I think the assumption would have been the others had their match on their own, whereas I think it looks like that Ilya could potentially drop the title to Carmelo Hayes to then drop the Trick, or even have just a title match in general. I don't think folk would have thought that. So I kind of do understand it, but in the same time, like after knowing what we know, it's baffling in the same way.
Yeah, we had Trick was only picked three times. Sammy was picked twice. Tony Storm was picked nine times. Cargo was picked eight. And the other one who was in the pot, Bron Breakker, was picked six times for Bron Breakker. So that's an interesting one, how people are perceiving how that's going to go. Bron Breakker's on pretty much three shows. So I think Bron Breakker could be an absolute steal of a draft pick. I didn't mention that on draft
night.
Thank you. Don't suck up to Gary, Ryan. Come on.
He's my best buddy. I'll be in Jacques's holiday, by the way.
Nice weekend in Paris for the management team on that one.
I'm going away. I've got the room next to them, Stephen.
Broadcasting straight from Paris, Ryan Dalglish. To round off the show, to kind of fall into this kind of Listeners League segment, we like to do our LL team to pick, where we try and, if we were in the Listeners League team guys' shoes, who we would go for. We have got three teams in. Jack still submit his team. I'll let him send his team while I talk to the other guys about his. Dave, you've went for Drew, Bianca Belair, Trick Williams, LA Knight, The Bucks, and Tiffany Stratton. Interesting choices.
Yes. So reason I picked Drew is I think he's firmly on track to be put in a main event spot, possibly to win the chamber against Seth Rollins and then go to challenge Seth Rollins. But it's the Elimination Chamber match itself that I've got my eye on, because I reckon it, even if he just gets a couple of eliminations, it will shoot him straight up the board. So that was my thinking there. And I think Cody Rhodes is likely going to be basically wrapped in bubble wrap up until Mania, so that order restoring main event of Reigns versus Cody is in zero jeopardy whatsoever. Bianca and Tiffany Stratton, I think both could get decent performances in the chamber, so that's why I've picked them. Trick Williams, I think the story tells itself with his feud with Mello. The Bucks, I think, are probably going to take the titles from Sting and Darby after, and then Sting can retire in peace. And then LA Knight, again, you know, I assumed, you know, he was going to be in the program with Logan Paul for the US title, but you never know, he could crop up here and there. And he's a crowd favorite as well, so even appearance points and match wins here and there could easily just tip the balance. So, yeah, that's my thinking about it. Yeah.
Yep, interesting one with that. Ryan, you've also went for Trick, the Bucks, and Tiffany Stratton, but you've went for Cody over Drew, Io Sky over Bianca Belair is an interesting one, and Finn Balor instead of LA Knight. I think it's a toss-up in that pot, really, between Balor and Knight. But Io Sky is an interesting one.
Yeah, as I said in the draft selection show, obviously this starts to be a draft your own team live, but Io Sky is involved in probably one of the bigger stories going into Mania. And even though she won't be wrestling or defending the title very much, I still think she's the strongest one for round two, especially with the male to female restriction. I thought it was the best choice to go for. And I think we're in for a fun one next few months. I think Io Sky will be scoring higher than most of you think. Yes, she's not in the chamber match like Bianca is, but we don't really know what else Bianca's doing. So there's not enough clarity in her position going into Mania. So that's why I went for Io Sky.
Interesting. Jack Graham has went for his usual... got to credit him for this one of backing most of his own team on this particular one. He's
got himself here.
He's got Drew McIntyre as his captain, then he's got Bianca Belair, Sami Zayn, Finn Balor, Dakota Kai, Sting and Darby Allin. Jack, is that five of your own team?
Five of my own team. I wanted just to shake up just a wee teeny bit. I think I didn't want to put just my full team, but I think Drew McIntyre, after him appearing in SmackDown, I reckon he's going to tear it up at the Elimination Chamber. Then I reckon he'll probably win the world title at WrestleMania. I think there's a potential for a lot of points there. So I want to do a wee bit of shaking. But then looking at like kind of every other round pick compared to what I already had, I found it hard to justify not going for what I wanted to. So like, I think Bianca Belair, I think she's going to have a great show in the chamber regardless if she wins or loses. Yeah, I think she'll either wrestle Jade Cargill at WrestleMania or be in the women's tag title match with Jade Cargill against the Kabuki Warriors, so much the win. I think Sami Zayn is probably could potentially be the best round three pop pick. I think the underdog story that we're going to be seeing again. I think Gunther needs an underdog to topple him at Mania. Who better than Sami Zayn? It's, as you said, either Finn Balor or LA Knight in round four, so Balor was the obvious choice. Needed to take a woman in round five because I was going to take my Sting and Darby Allin as my tag in round six, so Dakota Kai I thought was the best out of everyone on that round five pot there.
Interesting there. I've not thought of that Gunther Sami Zayn potential. That's an interesting one to look at on that one. There's a nice number of characters that could face good turn in the coming weeks. I'm interested to see how that goes. I've went for Cody Rhodes on my team. It's probably a toss-up between Cody and Drew, maybe even Bailey, but I went for Cody. Bianca Belair, I think, is the easy pick in round two. Tony Storm, LA Knight, the Young Bucks, and I've went for Randy Orton in the last round. Interesting, if we had went into the Listeners League at this particular point, myself, Jack and Dave would be in the top four. Ryan would be in his lovely mid-table position.
And you know what? I wouldn't have it any other way.
So,
there's a whole... In each round, we've all, like, at least two of us have picked the same person. Nobody differs with this particular pick in each round. So there's definitely some... We're definitely on the same wavelengths with all our selections.
Yep. That's what real, how it goes when it's got such a small pot. You tend to find there's a bit of crossover in that one, but it will be interesting to see how the Listeners League participants do. Although I still think the one person picking Drew is slightly baffling, but hey ho, that's for another day. On that note, we'll round off this week's edition of Saturday Draft Live. This is your first time listening to the draft. First of all, where have you been? Second of all, hit that subscribe button right now so you can get all the Saturday Draft Live content every weekend. You can also get all the other content that goes on the podcast. We've done a lot of shows in the last couple of weeks. We had our Best Wrestlers for TNA show this past Friday, so please check that out on the feed. We've also done a Royal Rumble quiz just on the day of the Rumble last month, so please make sure you catch that, as well as the SSR Central every week. We will break down all the news. Boy, there's been a lot of news recently, so please keep on track with that show to keep up with everything that's been going on. As hard as it is to keep up with everything going on in professional wrestling right now. I'd like to thank my co-host for joining me on this particular edition of Saturday Draft Live. Dave, thank you very much.
Thanking you.
To Jack, thank you.
All right, cheers, thank you very much.
And to Ryan, thank you as well.
Exactly. Thank you, Ryan.
From us here at SDL, we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
See you later. Sports Social Podcast Network.